Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you fuck it up, I Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic.
Off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is
Rockin' June 6th.
7 and 4. I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't play with mine. Take a line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. Stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design, I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game, ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last you get it stuck up. I snuck up, all with no mask, the blast struck up. This conversation, over stash and cash. Up, up, in the way, all day. I be running the hash, puff, puff, in the way, all day. It's a turn of my past, knuckles, they're the great Charlotte. To my son in the mask, trust us when I say pop late. Take a moment and fast, fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. My neck is watching some big plan to keep it brother in the safety. I'm spinning over the years, I can count that. That's right, another second life of a player like this. Resurrected like Christ, what up DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a fruit up. Fix man, it ain't nothing nice, just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie, that's too my click. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick. One day at a time, like a snotty, I do this. That blueprint, ghetto survivor, my new shit, ghetto music. I'ma get lava like Cool Chris. K-R-S-1, S-1-W, true shit. Have a blessed one, I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone, at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true shit. It's the each his own, on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let her hang, keep it cool. I hope I let it be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the safe pit. I'm spinning over the years, I need that man. Moving wrong, there's no before I wouldn't live.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chair, Fred Hampton Jr. Now, finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path of politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast with their badges or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state pen. When Richard Milhouse Nixon to Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long-ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt-ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, dying by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers get them either putting us under 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or placing us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was banned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kicked the casket so much, you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my post to see if I'm still living. Nah. I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party curve with me. For 1/4 of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another 4th of that, in some sense of the words, for lack of better terms, I've been practicing intensely, get them on the run. And add all that up. Get them together, including the last, get them a quarter and 4th. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to a motherfucking corpse. But goddamn it. Here this warning, to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. What's in the field need to be explained. Y'all done heard the words of this song. When it's on, it's on.
My nigga is on. I hope I let it be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state pit. I'm spinning over the years, I'm going
system, that's the life of Erica Gardner. Dig, we honor Erica Gardner. Get them it lonely to Erica Gardner. Get them we ride for Erica Gardner. It's called Fear Mall. She, we can't breathe.
I can't drink, man. These motherfuckers trying to get rid of me.
Shout out to the Davis family.
Now you see, if ain't enough that ain't Chirac with these motherfuckers, put me in lid and laying down Laquan McDonald, a whole bunch of more motherfuckers face down on the ground. 16 shots, most of which the pigs put in his back. Hated to the same entity that they used to get rid of me in New Orleans, August 29, 2005, with something so beautiful as water when exploded. After them levees was blown, and left an aftermath, for lack of better terms, a state sanctioned bloodbath. With a bunch of bandit builders and red X's on the door. Dirty water, blood, spit, shit, and piss. And a ton of black golden bodies floating. Now, fast forward to the fact. These murder motherfuckers took the same sword they used before, like a double-edged sword. Whether it be locking me up, laying me down, or drowning me out. This is shit in which we, I need to hip y'all here too. What these pigs been doing and doing and did all over the world, but right now since I got y'all attention, I'm speaking in particular that of Flint, Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder and a whole bunch of more American gangsters and laced more lead in the water to knock out a whole bunch of motherfucking horses, boars, and buffaloes. You see, I can't drink it. It's embarrassing to be dividing up 12 bottles of water to two households, and it's degrading watching your baby's hair fall out before she's even get 4 years old. And it's demeaning seeing grown men scratching their motherfucking backs, attempting to relieve rashes that the lead laced ass water left intact. Now I want you to imagine being forced to drink water more orange than Tang and Gatorade, even sipping more shit that's more deadlier than going up against the motherfucking U.S. Army Brigade. See, 10, 20, 30 years from motherfucking now, in which I doubt if I'll even be around, you'll still be seeing and not believing the after effects. From my baby's bodies and brains to an entire community converted to cadavers and real deal episode of The Walking Dead. I can't drink this shit.
Troublesome nigga. Troublesome 19 motherfucking 96. Let it be known, nigga. Boss of all bosses, Machiavelli. Minutes and methods label me a lethal weapon, make a nigga die witness and breathless and perfection. Can you picture my specific plan? To be the man in this wicked land, underhanded, hit the plan. Scams are plotted over grams of rock. Outlaws, motherfuckers die by the random shot. We all die in the end, so advance we swap. I was all about my ears, both friends. A born leader, never lead a block without my heater. Got me a dog and named him my bitch nigga heater. What could they do to me, a little brat? Shit, them niggas that shot me and steal 10 pride, I get they ass. How can I show you how I feel inside? We outlaws, motherfuckers, can't kill my pride. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after them gone. Cause they fear me in the physical form. Let it be known, them troubles. Troubles, nigga. Outlaws, put it down to the bullets. Spitting bombs and bullets. Y'all know what time it is. Call the phone police. They can't stop us. Niggas run the streets. Troublesome. Gun away. Promethality is ghetto. A gorilla in this criminal war. We all rebels. Death before design. I bet I bomb on them first. Niggas knew we came for murder. Pulling up in a hearse. West side was the war cry. Busting off really screaming fuck. All y'all niggas in Swahili. Pistol pack and fresh out of jail. I ain't going back. Release me to the care of a heartless trap. Say my name three times like Candyman. Bet I roll on your ass like an avalanche. So survivor, learn to get high and full drive-by. Murder my foe, can't control my nine. Hearing those of my enemies, please, please. Bust the ass motherfuckers tried to flee. Picture me letting this jump survive. Ran up on his ass when I dumped him down. Cause I'm drunk. Young, strapped, and I don't give a fuck. I'm hopeless. I lit a dub like blues in my focus, baby. I'm troublesome. Bad boy killer. There is no one realer. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw. Outlaw. Murder, murder, my mind state. Shit ain't changed since my last rhyme. The crime rate ain't declined. Niggas busting shots like they lost their mind. Like 20 pot of life never crossed their mind. Tell me young nigga never learned a thing. Dead at 13 cause he yearned the bang. A lot of flowers, but how could I cry? Try to warn a little nigga, he's to stop or die. Mercy is for the weak, when I speak, I scream. Afraid to sleep, I'm having crazy dreams. Vivid visions of my enemies, family ties. God forgive me cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. He to take me in heaven and understand I was a sheep. Did the best I could, raised in the sanity. Or send me to hell, cause I ain't begging for.
nigga Napoleon said, nigga. Somebody gotta explain why I ain't got shit. I'm troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all boss. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein, Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bonini. We ain't fucking around. We troublesome. Hey, yo. We troublesome.
Bitch, be sleeping with facts. What you know about about getting and shipping balloons. Keep switching positions in the visiting room. Gotta take X flat, hope you get it in time. Gotta shit in your palm just to get to her rhyme. And you talking about your life is this, your life is that. Your life ain't shit, your life is whack. Man, you listening to the realest nigga. Close your eyes, motherfuckers. Tell me you don't feel this nigga. Tell me what's your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Nigga, what your life like? Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like.
Like,
mine's is real. Like, mine's is real. Like.
The fresh one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
I wonder how I'm gonna make my people proud. I put my city on my back and tell them free us now. It's the strong against the weak, the poor against the rich. The moral of the story, they ain't giving niggas shit. All the broke folks trying to get next to the rich.
Number one question is, are you running the Panthers? Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted a handy. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve.
Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leak, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. Sometimes you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reason Sim. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the lanes took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go.
A heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And then 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
Everything.
Bring them on, Brother Chairman, live and direct.
Bring them on, live and direct. Let me look this Facebook up real quick. Coming in live and direct. All right, heads up, eyes on the Fish Quince, y'all. I'm on the road, y'all. I'm on the road. We on the road. Bear with us. Heads up, eyes on the Fish Quince. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free Mall Radio. Live and direct here. We're on the West Coast. Got our times mixed up. So for those tuning in on the West Coast time zone, we are at 4:30 p.m. Actually, 5 o'clock p.m. Those in back in Chicago, the Midwest, 6:30 p.m. Everything is political, y'all. Everything is political, y'all. Free Mall Radio, weekly program hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton and Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. It's going to make kiss, you take kiss and take kiss, y'all. Y'all, I'm telling right now, so kind of forgive me. I'm putting over, I know we got some calls in queue because this subject matter. Let me preface with this before we go to call us. Everything is political. Everything is political, including water. You got right now there's a lot of discussions happening. What's happening down here in Jackson, Mississippi? We intentionally correlating it, as we say, to what's been happening down in Stateville, a.k.a. Deathville, Flint, Michigan, New Orleans, in response to Hurricane America. A lot of people euphemistically refer to as Hurricane Katrina. But actually, you'll say, actually, take it further than that, we'd like to tie it into Haiti, storms, what was happening in Pakistan. Just before we go into tonight's show, kind of broaden your horizons program. I think it's HAARP, the HAARP program. This is goes into not only weather warfare, exploiting certain dynamics with the weather, to my floods, so on and so forth. Because there's even some discussions going on in Pakistan, and if that's too far-fetched for a lot of people to relate to, that you know no one can exploit weather conditions. I'm just looking at a elementary science experiment, you know, like you know how volcanoes and what have you can be, created, for lack of, if you will, created. Down in New Orleans, you know, we say it wasn't coincidence, you know, saying like a place like a knife board, et cetera, because of flood they had. A lot of people, you know, a lot of times you hear old sayings where. Whether we black or white, whatever our color is, we all bleed the same. We all human beings at the end of the day. That's an ideal assessment, you know. But the reality is, again, the political realities is when we look at the disproportionate infant mortality rate. We look at the healthcare, the amount of us our people are locked up. In regards and response to what is referred to as the war on drugs, and we look into responses, not only in Jackson, Mississippi, not only in Detroit, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan also, because I tell people they feel happening in Flint, Michigan, but also Detroit, Michigan. And then you look back in Stateville, this opens the door, not opens the door, but it's an opportunity for us, again, heighten the consciousness of not only race but class. How it's viewed, you know, so the media attention, lack of media attention, how it's viewed, a lot of times we have to go so far as to say, let's say, for example, these we're talking about animals, dogs. How would you view this? You know, saying not have access to any water, you know. There's a meme going around in which some of the stats and facts or the numbers that the U.S. has allotted to Ukraine, in other places, and then the United States responds to Mississippi and say, just don't drink the water. You go back, I don't know if y'all see the Hotel Rwanda, movie Hotel Rwanda. Hotel Rwanda, if you listen very closely in the beginning, of Hotel Rwanda with Don Cheadle portrayed, I forget the guy's name, but in fact, ironically, he just got locked up recently. And just take it back a little bit, Rwanda, where the Belgium and the French and other contradiction between within one people. They exploited the contradiction between Hutus and Tutsis. Well, they eventually ended up with a mass graveyard for one group of people, and other people were indicted and locked up for doing the murders. But you go back and listen to the beginning of Hotel Rwanda. It's pitch dark in the beginning, and that's actually former U.S. President William Jefferson Clinton, Bill Clinton, saying that we must do something for these are Europeans. This was talking about the response that the U.S. had in regard to Yugoslavia. And there was they laid out certain, like even with the refugee camps, the amount of resources that were, like for one refugee camp, how much money was allotted to one particular refugee camp in Yugoslavia, as opposed to mass numbers of people from Somalia. You've seen Mayor Lightfoot's response recently when Governor of Texas has sent busloads down from Texas to Chicago, and he said he's going to other places, reversing sanctuary cities. This is from Venezuela. And Mayor Lightfoot, the response initially was, he said, this is the city of Chicago. You know, the old term on the Daily Machine says the great melting pot, we welcome everyone to come in, so on and so forth. And however, you have to put in context what era of time you're talking about, what people are coming from Venezuela. It's kind of similar you talk about like in regards to Cuba and other places. It's important to know if you're talking about under the Batista regime or coming out to Fidel Castro and coming out to the Che Guevara's regime. It's important to talk about even those who come from Venezuela. You're talking about those during the tenure of President Hugo Chavez, or you're talking about a recent day. And this is in regards to, you know, any community in organizations, you know, to put it in context, you know, saying that you have to be able to, similar to like what Kim Il-sung of North Korea had made clear to the United States. He said they do the lines, you know, the South Koreans, you know, they may be aligned with the Yankees, with the U.S., similar to, you say, North Korea is not taking that position. And GIOC, Ho Chi Minh, in North Vietnam, they took some positions to draw a distinction. I'm saying to say, when you America's is very Machiavellian, we put this facade about humanity, they care for people, so on and so forth, but it's political, who they reach for, and it goes, and it supersedes just that of race. It goes to the question of class. It impacts us, and let me know if y'all can see, it impacts us and our communities, how we even hear certain things. We also what we spot, what touches our conscience. What do we feel is something wrong? What do we, you know, what we able to hear? The Black Panther Party Clubs, we had authored the African Anti-Terrorism Bill shortly after September 11, 2001. We've done it not because Black people had just started becoming victims of terrorism. We've done it because it was a time when the conversation of terrorism was heightened to the point because they'll say who it happened to. And people say, wait a minute, this is wrong, this is terrorism. You say, okay, let's have this conversation from the victims we refer to as the OVs, the original victims. So we said, let's seize the time. This contradiction in regards to water, it has long been a war tactic that has been utilized by the ruling class. In fact, I'll go, not to sound sacrilegious, I would go so far as to say that it warrants even go back and look at when people talk, you know, I know a lot of people get upset, Noah's Ark and the Great, the flood. Because a lot of times in history, is certain symbolisms, certain political contradictions are, the narrative is given in some sort of abstract sort of way. It's like Chicago, the story about Miss O'Leary's cow. There's a big story about this Miss O'Leary, her cow kicked over a bucket. This is called the Great Chicago Fire. However, if you go back and do some research, you can look at certain codes and taxes that else that was going the administration, the city of Chicago was pushing for at the time, and the Great Fire in Chicago, would it quote unquote justify? So you look at certain dynamics, you say, you know, so this is not a certain, you know, situation that people may be dismiss as a natural happenstance or something, you know, saying something just happened to go on this period. But then you go back and look at what's going on. What's at stake here? What's at stake? A state bill. You know, saying when I was a state bill, with the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, this is one of the ruling class of agencies. This is one of their entities. They said that the water was unfit for human consumption. You know, and of course, what's at stake here is people's lives. You know, lives, like literally, you know. In the long range, you know what I'm saying? I first found out about bone bone sarcosis. I heard about that. I found out it's about when we were hearing about brothers getting out of prison, and they, you know, say how they were dying, you know. And, we, you know, case after case we hear, even up to now in Stateville, the death toll is, you know, is still going on. A criminal psychologist said when you go to a crime scene, that's how we have to look at the hospitals in our community. That's how we have to look at the fast food restaurants. That's how we have to look at our neighborhoods as crime scenes. There's a crime going down. Whether you know it or not, there's a crime going. Whether we, you know, saying whether they straight out killing us with the bogus food, or, you know, saying, or the police outrageous gunning us down. There's a crime going down in our community 24/7. A criminal psychologist said the first thing that you must look for in a crime scene is who benefited. That's what type of discussion we want to have. Objective, and not just discussion, how we're going to deal with this, how we're going to heighten these contradictions, and be clear, and I say how we deal with it is imperative. How we did the Chandler Fresh Tree Party was a unique way we done it. It was a people's perspective. It's a, you know, people say, well, it don't make a difference. You know, some of you say, well, as long as you get information, it doesn't matter where it come from. We beg to differ. In Flint, Michigan, when the Black Panther Party Cubs led a delegation down there to deliver water to the people, it was a certain politic that we had to carry down there. In fact, to the point that some forces could not even go. They were not politically mature enough. People say, what's the big deal? Just giving away water. Later on, in retrospect, people seen the big deal, how the National Guard had came down there, and they were giving out water, and they were getting certain, they were getting information from people, and later on they found that this was people's immigration status. It was coming back and kicking the ICE and other state entities were coming through kicking people's doors in for old warrants. You know what I'm saying? And so these are different dynamics that you have to talk about when you come in, when any discussion, how you do the event, the politics of it, the politics, how we view prisoners, what has been your response? We're hearing about, or not hearing about, Stateville. What was your response in New Orleans after Hurricane America? Think back. You had people saying, why they just didn't leave? And you was, you know, saying negating other, you know, outside, you know, extenuating circumstances, you know, saying about, you know, how to get out and go back and look at who left, who was afforded the luxury to leave. We look back, you know, saying why Jackson, Mississippi. Let's look at this and say if this, let's change the narrative around and say, you know, what response at this in the white community? We see like in New Orleans, what's the area? The French Quarters, which, again, the French Quarters, the name should be telling you when I'm talking about the area we're talking about, how it was dealt with, how did the water just automatically just on its own decide to be the ninth ward and, you know, saying, whoa, I'm not going to hit the French Quarters to that degree. Infrastructure, and this is important that we look at this objectively because a lot of times we just see certain situations like, a black face, a black person, and someone to be in power, negating the infrastructure. It's kind of like what DMX has said in regards to Def Jam Records. He has said when Jay-Z was placed in leadership, he said it's an old term. He said prison inmates running the building. And negating the different the infrastructure, you know what I'm saying, the tools in it, you know what I'm saying, the key distribution, you know what I'm saying, who's going to do your commercials, your posters, all that, you know, this Mr. Leo Cohen, When you talk about the difference, like you look at a car, a vehicle. So wait a minute, you cannot negate the pistons, the transmission, all that makes no sense out. Who's driving the car, but the machinery of it, and we have to get the machinery of how. The machinery includes the media. It includes, how we view this contradiction. You know what I'm saying? What makes everyone down from U.S. President Biden down feel comfortable to have a conversation when basic necessity, water. This is not something that we have to have a scientist come say, well, let's do some research, see if you can go without water. This is something, a basic necessity. And it's politics, food, clothing, shelter. We live in the record free. I'm already on making history, taking history, taking history. Sakara, we got any callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Callers, we are 929-477-3785. 3785, and press 1 to be heard, y'all. We live and direct. Freedom already on. Making history, taking history, taking history. We're talking about what's happening. And I say what's happening, not just what happened. It's all gone in Flint, Michigan. It's all gone. And why was in places like Flint, Michigan, and not to the case, Detroit, why was, and Google is what I'm saying is, go see what happened to the water bills for the Detroit Tigers baseball team. Go look at the release that the state had given them. Go look at the football team. Go look at the powerful companies who you would say, wait a minute, they got the resources. Why was their debt forgiven? Why was in the black communities in Flint? Not only was the water toxic, you know what I'm saying, but they were still taxing, they still to this day taxing people. And how some people, what happened to their properties? What happened to their homes? Let's go back in retrospect, and we had discussions about the Great Migration. Let's go back and look at how many of our grandparents, uncles, forced our homes from down south. And so we can stop having these elementary reactionary discussions about just say the land, don't refuse to sell. And we got to, you know what I'm saying, we talk like we're not a colonized people. We talk like we're not under attack. We talk like this is not by design, you know. So any event that we are still here, we can say what happened in the people just decided to leave from Jackson, Mississippi. And all of a sudden, how is it that the water, the infrastructure can become fixed, kind of like in Chicago, when you see, after all of us are getting pushed up out of here one way or another, the taxes, the mass killings, the food deserts, then look back in retrospect when other people, white people in particular, are in Chicago, say, why the killings all of a sudden just stop? Is it because they were Capricorns or Virgos or was a full moon? Or what made the, why is it that they are able to stop the killings then? Stateville. What blocks many of us from even hearing about prisoners being subjected to something that the Environmental Protection Agency, this is something their entities say is happening. The water is toxic, it's killing us. And if there's a position to say, well, let's put it out there. It's something where they criminals. They should be. They should be drinking toxic water. They should be, you know what I'm saying? They should be, the judge should give them a death sentence. They should give them an electric chair, be a water. How you feel about it? Let's see the time. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Let's find some commonality. And I think the basic needs and desires of the people to have water. I didn't say sparkling water. Water. What's your position about it in Flint, Michigan? What's your position about it in Stateville, Jackson, Mississippi? I ain't go so far as Pakistan. water. We live direct on Frame All Radio, y'all. 929-477-3785. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. No callers in queue. Talk to me. Call no callers in queue. 929-477-3785. Press 1. We'll call the Q's of the Conrad.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
This is a song I did 2 years ago. Give me, I know we played it a while because I came in late. Let me hear I Can't Drink One More Time. I want you to listen to the words, the song I did a while ago. Then we think about you want to call in, you know what I'm saying. Listen to the words I'm saying in this song. Maybe this can trigger your thoughts about. So now, when you're around certain things, you can forget that you can negate the importance of it. You can take it for granted. You know, like people say, you know, like, you know, you say, damn, I never thought about that. I never, it's a thing they have where they say, well, take away everything that black people created, traffic lights, you know what I'm saying, and imagine going through life without that. You say, damn, I never thought about that. Listen to this song I did a while ago. It's called I Can't Drink. Yeah, let's have some conversation. Let's speak out. It makes also, let me say this too. Check your emotions. Check your emotions. Do not let your emotions check you. Check your emotions. Do not let your emotions check you. Check your emotions. So you don't do that old fall philanthropist ass shit. When they with a red cross and the rest of these rip off artists, you tap in and say, oh, I'm gonna donate to the you go get Frank James with Chandler Fred and say call on Frank James, tell what Jesse James did. Check your emotions. Then you'll be clear who you support. Don't go to the same entities, you know what I'm saying, and brag about who you donate and you support. And you're the same motherfucking rip-off artist that's getting the property at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is political. How you respond to it, who you relate to. Check your emotions. Let your emotions check you. Bring up this song if you can't, Conrad. I Can't Drink.
Man, I can't breathe, I can't drink, man. These motherfuckers trying to get rid of me.
Shout out to the Davis family.
Now you see me. You've had enough that in Chirac with these motherfuckers put me in lid and laying down Laquan McDonald, a whole bunch of more motherfuckers face down on the ground. 16 shots, most of which the pigs put in his back. Hated to the same entity that they used to get rid of me in New Orleans, August 29, 2005, with something so beautiful as water when exploded. After them levees was blown, and left an aftermath, for lack of better terms, a state sanctioned bloodbath. With a bunch of bandit builders and red X's on the door. Dirty water, blood, spit, shit, and piss. And a ton of black golden bodies floating. Now, fast forward to the fact. These murder motherfuckers took the same sword they used before like a double-edged sword. Whether it be locking me up, laying me down, or drowning me out. This is shit in which we, I need to hip y'all here too. What these pigs been doing and did all over the world, but right now since I got y'all attention, I'm speaking in particular that of Flint, Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder and a whole bunch of more American gangsters and laced more lead in the water to knock out a whole bunch of motherfucking horses, boars, and buffaloes. You see, I can't drink it. It's embarrassing to be dividing up 12 bottles of water to two households, and it's degrading watching your baby's hair fall out before she's even get 4 years old. And it's demeaning seeing grown men scratching their motherfucking backs attempting to relieve rashes that the lead laced ass water left intact. Now I want you to imagine being forced to drink water more orange than Tang and Gatorade. Even sipping more shit that's more deadlier than going up against the motherfucking U.S. Army Brigade. See 10, 20, 30 years from motherfucking now, in which I doubt if I'll even be around. You'll still be seeing and not believing the after effects. From my baby's bodies and brains to an entire community converted to cadavers and real deal episode of The Walking Dead. I can't drink this shit.
We live and direct, yes indeed. Queens of Kim Muhammad, yes indeed. I recall us going down to New Orleans. in other parts in response to Hurricane America. So what do you, why do you call it Hurricane America? See, I was listening to Katrina ain't killed nobody. See, with these attacks on our people, it's just abstract, you know what I'm saying? And again, not to sound sacrilegious, I'm real careful about these different assessments that we're given, because it doesn't tie to a concrete entity, a concrete problem that's happening with us. You know what I'm saying? Like even saying Hurricane Katrina, it negates the role that the goal of prison, the jails played, were letting those prisoners literally drown inside those cages. It's abstract. It doesn't tie directly to police who felt it was who moved comfortably and arrogantly to lock up black people for going in stores and getting food. They charged with rioting. It doesn't tie concretely to pictures of white people getting golden retriever dogs and taking it out on buses, clean buses, while black people was, carcasses starving. It doesn't concretely tie, this abstract analysis does not tie into, when you look at the numbers of the lead in the water, and the lead in the paint, disproportionately higher in Chicago, Detroit, and where black people are at. When the U.S. say, when they say they're under attack, they have concrete individuals and places and strategic strikes. I can't remember this one guy. They say he was one of Bin Laden's top men. When U.S. President Trump came into office, they delivered a strike. This guy was coming out of the airport, and they said a missile like turned corners and hit this guy. There are names, it's things that we don't know about. Like, and go look through the various metropolis. Look at Chicago. And I remember I was having a discussion with Wallace Davis, Wallace's Catfish. You know what I'm saying? And I remember it's about the elections. A lot of times we hear about these different positions that people are running for. And I couldn't understand the significance. We were talking about of someone running for the Water Reclamation Board. And it's right there in your face, you know what I'm saying? And the control, like you look at even this discussion now about this commission board, to oversee police accountability. So the Cassandra just brought to my attention earlier, says, man, Lightfoot is pushing for a position that felons do not be able to run. And you may dismiss that. It's okay. That's right. It has had no logic to you. You know what I'm saying? Because these are trigger words. Hurricane Katrina. Ex-felons can't run. Just stop and I'll just wait a minute. Let me get this straight. What's the basis? You know what I'm saying? This name Katrina, how can I tie into some, why the French Quarters was not damaged like that? You know, you got to come with some concrete, you know what I'm saying? You just can't come through something happens in the street with you. You say, man, what happened, man? I just lost my house to Katrina. What happened? You know, you get divorced, and that's your ex-wife, and she got the house. No, you know, that's they call it now. Just no. Give me some bank names or something, or some foreclosures. Give me some of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Give me some of these gangsters. Give me something concrete, tangible to acknowledge. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to struggle to put this in context. So wait a minute, these numbers don't add up. You did, and put this in historical context. I want even how we dealt with the Louisiana. I remember everything is political, and this is how we. I mean, the battles we had, like even with the chairman for his Tea Party, everything down to the family of Emmett Till, who I had there speaking when they came on the stage. When they spoke, all that was strategic. everything from the balance of, you know what I'm saying, the different nationalities that were up there represented, the different, the contradictions, some said, well, that rapper, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't conscious, GSO Fats. Well, this person wanted, we tapped into every cranny of the community. And it was a balance. The man, we had the white, we had Daniel Smith, Swift, we had the Savage Family, Native people, we had, man, that young brother, G.S., man, fat, that young cat, man, showed up and showed out. We had the poetry. You, I mean, wherever you want to go with this here, the ruling class doesn't miss a beat. I watched. I wrote about the stadiums, the football stadiums, when they would have people come in. First of all, they wouldn't let them in. Because you remember George Bush Sr.'s wife, her position at first. I mean, people, you could go back and look at it in New Orleans. People stranded for days. And a lot of y'all don't know about the Soul Patrol. The Soul Patrol were brothers and sisters who were demoralized. Yeah, y'all might just call them strung out, or hypes, strawberries, or whatever. These are many of these brothers and sisters who had got issues. They literally took old refrigerators and made survival rafts. So our people. Were their boats, did the U.S. Naval, did they certify their boats? Were their boats legitimate? The road, well, would they go to, do they certify this ship to be able to do this? Some of them don't scratch that. Some of them may have been. Some of them may have dealt with Minister UEP who say take the bourgeoisie skills and make them work in the interest of the masses. However, that wasn't the criteria. Our backs were against the wall. Our backs was on the ground. Many of us, you know what I'm saying, many of our people were in the graveyards. And it was to the point that we related to what President Kwame Nkrumah said, that we would rather be make some mistakes on our own terms as opposed to be governed with some mistakes under our terms, as opposed to be governed, quote-unquote, correctly by a foreign entity. And they came in. They seen a need for the people, and they served. They moved on it. This is the Soul Patrol. You won't hear about it in your black history class. You won't hear about Claudette Colvin. You won't hear about Claudette Colvin. You know what I'm saying? Many of you don't hear who authored the Rainbow Coalition. When we got down there, I watched inside one of the, maybe in Memphis, Mississippi, the football stadium where they had children at. I watched the TV shows they showed them. And I kept seeing different places. This movie, Chris Rock is a football guy. So Nelly was in it, Chris Rock. And I said, why do they keep showing this same movie in all these different places? I can't remember. The Rock, he was in it. And it was about this prison. There's all kinds of things. I can't remember the name of the movie in particular. I came and talked to her. She said, you don't. I like the rest of the preachers. Came to, I said, well, actually, sister. I'm Chairman Freer Hemp. I came down here with delegations, you know, some other people, some pastors, but I'm Chairman Freer Hemp of the Black Panther Party. Because she said, okay, so we got back to Chicago. She had pulled me to the side. She said, my mother has some issues, and she has never been outside of New Orleans. She never seen Baton Rouge. And she said, I'm concerned with my mother. I said, okay, what's the issues? What is it? She says, you know, I said, dope or crack? We was communicating. He said, dope. I said, okay, give me 20 minutes. I came back in about 25 minutes with her mother. She said, how did you know where to go get my mother? I said, Chicago, there's a certain structure here. We know what certain things, you know, happen there. We know where to go. And I'm saying to say that that's why it's imperative that we have our people to serve our people. This is our people speak for, you know what I'm saying? And it's not subjective, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain sense of, this is in context of picking a jury of your peers, speaking for you, serving you. There are certain things that are sensitive that our people may not be familiar with. So this is something, I'm saying it again, about check your emotions, your emotions check you. Because I know many of you, as soon as y'all heard about this, y'all finding some white institutions. I mean, you're searching, you call in Siri saying, is there any white, is the Red Cross, any great white hosts that I can go back and support, you know what I'm saying? What about that? The one that's taking all the property down there in Mississippi? What about the ones who, the ward? Can I support that white person? Can you support that white entity? Subconsciously, Shakespeare, white man. Shakespeare said, to thyself be true. Examine, why can I hear about Stacey? What blockers? Why is it that you are looking for a white entity? Look, let's have a conversation. You may say, listen, I tried my best with a black group before, and I got jammed. And I guarantee you, we had a conversation. We had some contradictions. And you're going to say, damn, this really is a black front for a white organization. And then if you really want to keep having a discussion, that's what was in you? What triggered? It was an event the other day, a phenomenal event. We go back to back. Come up the heels of the Channel Fresh Street Party. Minister Rico, man, they had a phenomenal event, man. I'm talking about, you've seen the Vice Lord, the street, the stone, the people out there, it was phenomenal. And then, you watch the Black Panther Party Cubs, we was out there, you know. And there was some contradictions with some cats, you know, Klan Panther, having to, you know, pop around. And you watch, you attract to it. They didn't know. I said, water seeks its own level. You know what I'm saying? And so you watch that. You know what I'm saying? You have to start asking yourself, what attracts you to certain dynamics? It ain't hard to find, y'all. I told you, the Soul Patrol, we connected with the Soul Patrol down there. Historically, man, Claudette Colvin, is out, you know what I'm saying, who's going to see. So a lot of times, a lot of people are not familiar with certain things. It's intentional. So we're going to be giving y'all some contacts to touch down with, some legitimate entities. Y'all stay in contact with us, you know, and we say right on about this call about Jackson, Mississippi. Also, say right on, it's up to Annie, Flint, Michigan. State Hill. You know, y'all know, I mean, no what, man. Go back and look on the memory on Facebook. Go look at Dr. Latrice's page. Go look at Cassandra Greer's page. Look at the cases of water. Like, I'm talking about water. Bottled water. And you say, why is it that these forces have to be taking water to the prison? They get a budget. They get, you know, get re- and you say, wait a minute. This ain't that difficult. Everything down to the swimming pool, the Chairman Fred, the swimming pool, not, you know what I'm saying, not open. And water can be used as warfare. It can be a lifesaver. It can be a life taker. When Dr. King came to Chicago, pools was a major country. Pools not being a black community. And you see us, the children, with the fire hydrants, pop with the water. You say, oh, that's beautiful, those children out there playing. That's not no choice we made on our own. Then when we try to do that, they come and cut the water, the fire hydrants off. Anytime we try to avoid and try to assess, as the Marines say, assessing the doubt, you see repercussions come down. Okay, y'all can't hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, my fault. Can you hear me now? I'm going to start over. Volume out. Am I good on the blog talk? Am I good on the FaceTime?
Grandma, you all good, hit ya.
I'm good on blog talk. Am I good on FaceTime now? Yeah. Okay. Let someone else do. Okay, come on. You said you can't, your phone might, okay. Okay, here on Facebook. Wow, okay. Y'all bet I'm giving a little time for Facebook to kick in. I just restarted the page back up now. Get a few minutes. Get a few minutes to kick in.
else. Hold on, 1 second. Get back with us, y'all. Bear with us.
But I didn't know that when they were coming through. They changed it up on me. I haven't even been here.
Okay. Phone and Facebook on. Okay, right on. Gonna get a couple more people to tap in. We're gonna be ready to roll. Right on. Grandma, yo, when a few more people tap in, we're ready to roll on Facebook. Okay. 929-477-3785, then press 1. 929-477-3785, then press 1. Press 1 to be heard. We're talking about war and the politics of war. We're talking about everyone making a commitment to make sure we do some checks and balances on the legitimate black organization. We put something together, the Black Panther Party Cubs, about Jackson, Mississippi. We'll keep y'all posted. I want y'all to make sure you go on Cassandra Greer's page right now. Go to Dr. Latrice's page right now. Literally right now. And tap in, how can I share about the call for water that you take, the prisoner's state bill. Don't get water. You know what I'm saying? The store is not community. The store is not community. What's, one second. The stores in our community. We have to hold them accountable. Say, man, okay, what's your position about sending the water down to Jackson? Let's say, what's your position about getting water to Stateville? So we need to go tag them pages right now. We need this, you know what I'm saying, this needs to be tied into it right now as we speak. Give us a call in the queue. Let me know how you feel. Let me know if you think, you know what I'm saying, water is not is something that people should be a registered voter to have, or they should be a Capricorn to have. Let me know. Any calls in Q, Super Conrad? Any calls in Q yet?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in Q. Callers, if you'd like to come into Q, please press 1.
This is something that's impacted all of us, y'all. Y'all should be calling in. Let me know your thoughts. Where yet on this here? We're talking water and the politics of water. We are talking about water and the politics of water. Real talk. 929-477-3785. Then press 1. Just go ahead and type in on Facebook, Dr. Latrice's page, Cassandra Greer's page. With a link up there where they can go to for the next water run in the state. What's all this in? Why are our political pores are open? Why are we talking about what's happening in Jackson? Tie this in. What's been happening? A state bill. Another concentration camps. Live and direct, y'all. Making history, taking history, taking history. Callers in queue, callers in queue. Let me know you're there. Almost, let me know you're there. Callers in queue.
Google some of the numbers of the lead in the water. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, Detroit. You dig? Why? Look at the lack of media attention. Jackson, Mississippi. Stateville. Flint, Michigan. Pakistan. So that's at right now. Oh, y'all feel free to call in, tap in. We still have not come down from phenomenal energy of the annual Chairman First Street Party. And you know, next year's going to be the 75th year. It's going to be up the chain. So y'all get y'all tickets ready now. Get ready. Breeze is posted up. Go to our page, y'all. And, you know, put up there. I want to know how can I this water thing is something new to me. I just come, you know, Shakespeare, again, is a white dude. Shakespeare said, "Deny self, be true." So you know, you want him to the situation that's happening. This is a man. This system don't leave nothing out of reach for his arsenal. A comedian had cracked a while back. He said, "Man, it's gonna be so bad." He said, "It's gonna be so bad." Cats gonna be like, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "Man, I put my." Now, he might say air. He say, man, he was choking. He said, man, what's wrong? He said, man, I put the air in my mama's name. Things you take for, and you know what I'm saying? And not, it starts with inside. See, as the minister of opinion said, prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Case in point. They'll try stuff and do stuff to those in prison for what happens to the outside community. That's the saying they had in Nazi Germany. They're saying, it came for the gypsies. I ain't say nothing. I ain't trip. They came for the homeless. I didn't say nothing. When they came for me, I wanted to say something. It was too late. And I add to that. I say, you ever think about, what about you that said something when it was coming for the Africans in the north coast of Africa, called the Africa Corps? What if not everyone believes that this country is capable or able to withhold or play games with somebody's water. The long range impact, generations. Oh, let the record reflect. Let's be very clear. This ain't we're gonna get no shot of water. Anything okay? The damage. I even with animals, with dogs, it's a certain period. The certain puppy stage. You gotta say, okay, yeah, this you can't make up for certain things. The damage of, you hear about people like, you know, say you get like the air to the brain, or you know, saying water. You know, ironically speaking, we lost one of the puppies. It got in the water, and the water was in the lungs. And I was trying to, for 2 days, we were trying to save the puppy. You know what I'm saying? Draining. And you can see the puppy's trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? But the water got to the lungs. You know what I'm saying? And you see it breathing, and subsequently, it didn't make it. The toll that we are being hit with and what we're going to be hit with for generations to come. Ask yourself, what side of history are you on? There's no way possible that you said, well, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we first get to the Hampton House, and we exposed some conversation about the Maine Water Department was up the hook, you know. People, I remember we first at the Hampton House, we was fighting to say the Hampton House. I remember this. I'm going to come in. That was some guy talked to his brother Eric Mobley the other day. Good brother Eric Mobley with New Era, Chicago. And something was coming. I was walking down the street. He said, "They go to the chairman, man of the people." And I said, "Yeah, I'm in my office." And he was talking about something, and he said something like a church. He said, "Man, you know, I agree." He said, "You can't dismiss all of that in the church." I said, "No, don't throw the baby out of the bathwater." I said, "I mean, one time it was looking real bleak for us." And I remember that song, that gospel song. I ain't even trying to sing the gospel song though, but I don't believe he brought me this far. Yeah, I said, damn, I needed to hear that right then. And Veronica Cone, your son, Eric, came, right on. Love, respect, right on. Hey, free them all. He put in the work, no doubt about it. Make sure y'all consider the Cassandra Grizz and Dr. Q's page again, y'all. Why this discussion is happening? We take the position that we took during the Africa anti-terrorism bill. People, it was a big thing. It was a man, terror. I say, let's seize the time. No, we having this discussion. Another war story that sticks out of my mind. It's another family out there in Maywood that's a real big family like that. You said Hampton's and this family was a real big family. But I met this one time, one little sister, she bought a $50 bill. And we still got it. She bought a real bleak. I'm talking about, we was like, man, we had a telethon. We had a cubathon, a cubathon. And her uncle had gave her this $50 bill. And I never forget, I said, damn, you know what I'm saying, the donate to the Hampton, I remember that. Then somebody else bought this case of water. You might say, no, what's the big deal? I mean, it was symbolic and it was needed. Mind you, there was no water there. Had an old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Don't look back in retrospect and say, water. If nothing else, say, like, you know, call on, okay, in the local stores in the community, they look here. I know there's a water drive going on, it's ongoing, you know what I'm saying? And I just couldn't believe. But you may have thought it was a cold word, but something else, it came into my water. And you take it for granted. And one of our disadvantages in this struggle, I'm going to say disadvantage, it's kind of advantage too, but it's disadvantage, you know, including myself. We cannot fathom the lengths that this system goes to get out on us. It's beyond, man, I don't care what you... Well, I read this. I know about the King Albert plan. I read about Lieutenant John Burke. You have we cannot fathom that in Pontiac Prison, the wardens had a meeting in the 90s, and all these wardens came together, and they said they want to break all the cells down in Pontiac Prison to be shorter than the average man. Then they will make you go invisible, rubber grill of your mouthpiece, rubber black net mask over your face. This psychological impact of it. We can't even think, okay, they think long range. How you take whole withhold water. How many people, they can tell you how many of us are going to be moved about a Jackson. How many of us are going to be back. They know how many of us are going to be dead in the state bill. And it's not because they some psychic readers. The control of conditions. If you do this and you do that, this is the outcome. You about the school to prison pipeline? How many of us gonna be locked up? Sit down, white man. Show is smart. They can tell me us gonna be locked up. You the controller conditions. The impact you of being deprived of water for a certain period of time. You dig? We want to heighten it. You know what I'm saying? And it hurts that you say you gotta take water down. Somebody is saying, you say, damn, they already got my cousin in prison. What? They said, it's humbling. They said, damn, they in prison. Now I got to bring them water. Let there be fuel for the fight. Let there be a conversation starter. Say, you know what, man? This ain't about no stopping no crime. These cats. I ain't see the text coming. Can y'all hear me? Y'all let me know if y'all still hear me on Facebook and on blog. Let me know if y'all still hear me.
Grandma,
can you
loud and clear.
Yes, sir, loud and clear. Right on. Oh, do I remember? When he's a kid, say, do I remember Tam Supermax? Oh, man, the war story's down. And you say, when people are placing these different people, when we take these places, the impact of the basic survival, so again, water, y'all, and really put in, let's say, if this was to be discussion, what they told us in county jail, and this would be transfixed to say, what the Humane Society, the such and such kennel is out of water. There are procedures put in place. Well, airlift them horses, airlift them dogs and cats, airlift them up out of there, take them and get some water. Get some water in there. You know what I'm saying? Man, you go to Mississippi, the pipes, whatever the case may be, all this discussion, and you look at the lack of respect that this system has for black people in particular. Look at that meme. Ukraine, a response to the carnage, the death in our community. We need to stop black on black crime. You don't hear them saying in Ukraine stop white on white crime. You hear about you hear Biden saying, man, there's gonna be some repercussions, man. This happened. You got concrete tangible policies. You know what I'm saying? I held my tongue on a post earlier today. I said, I'm gonna see how this goes. For y'all who's not familiar with this, love you, brother. Yes indeed, right on. We're gonna follow up. So you're right. Yes, indeed. Right on. It's a post put up. I'm gonna get this. This is a homework assignment. Let's see if we all catch on this here. They just said, being the manager, NBA young boy, in Quando Rondo, said to do a tour, and a tour is gonna start in Chicago. Look at the white manager announcing this tour, and let me see if you can see anything. If you see any writing on the wall, and check back in on us next week, get your pen and paper, do some research, and you might just, oh, them damn rappers, go and see if you can see the systematic, strategic staging of the game was going. You say, well, man, maybe they started a torch gun. Go do a little background research on what's going on here. And this is no slight. This is no on the individuals. This is not at the NBA young boy in Quando Rondo. This, see if you can see past them. You know what I'm saying? See, like I tell people, there's certain dudes with me. I don't have no control. There's certain things I got to go to. But, hey, duty calls, I'm there. Stick and move. That entertainment business, the resources they have access to, they might find out their schedule when they get there. You know what I'm saying? Go back and see. And it's it's right in your face. Tie this in with the crime. Tie this in with the carnage. Tie this in with the venues. Tie this in with the timing of the water. Tie this in. Like, go back and look at election time. Where all of a sudden, the killing, you know what I'm saying, the type of killings that pop up, you know what I'm saying, and who gets locked up. Start looking at this stuff politically. And start looking at the time, who benefiting from this here? Who benefiting? So one time I was reading this article, that'll be 97, 98. The movie they was doing, Ice Cube publicist was being interviewed, and they was, without even telling Ice Cube, they said the word that got out, they was going to involve, put out a thing about Ice Cube was involved in the shooting. Reason being because the Players Club, the movie, was not getting enough publicity, so they needed some more backup funding to come in. I don't even hear me. Can't say the other day to me. Say to me, I'm backstage at the Hyrule Fest, Oakland, California. Cool G Rap, legend. We had a little brief argument, quote unquote. I said, "Cool G Rap." He said, "No, this Chairman Freeham Jr. the legend." I said, well, "Fuck it, goddamn, we both legends in our own right, you know, phenomenal." You know what I'm saying? And the brother, his manager, I don't know. I mean, he might get us to put him on blast like this here. I just sent him a radio show. He might be listening now. He hit back. He said, "Man, how can we support?" Send us a PayPal, Cash App, or something. He said, "I know that you're at the battlefield." He said, "How can we support?" This is just the other day. And, And this is my first time even touching down with Cool G Rap face to face. This is war. We have to start looking at the support. We're going to support for war chests. We need war chests. We need to support your troops. This is, we have to look at this. Ain't no just no happen. Oh, man, this is the war. I mean, look at the insult to your intelligence this system trying to run to you. Like, when they say stuff like, the government going to be at a standoff because they run out of money. Listen to the nonsense they run to us. Listen to them. They tell you the government going to shut down on such and such day. I mean, it's the big kahuna capitalism. They tell you, you be all pressed up. You be all clenched. Oh, man, I hope everything work out. You know my job. This gangster could come through kick. Go look at a book called Economic Hitman. If this gangster ever give you trouble running out of money, they go kick through doors. You better ask Africa. You better ask Thailand, the Philippines, the Vietnam. Ain't no running out of money. The insult to all your intelligence, ain't the Mississippi, ain't no water down there. And then just, don't bathe. This motherfucker got technology. They can put stuff in the art, to throw stuff in water that's toxic and just take and cleanse that, take all the toxic up out of that shit. All about like that. So this is done by design. Let's be clear on that. I know a lot of us say we ain't. How would they be doing that to us? You know, go look at a book called Acres of Skin from a Holmesburg prison. Go look deeper into the Tuskegee experiments. Go look at the sugar pills. The sugar pill that was they had access to the penicillin. What they did in Tuskegee experiments, not only did they went and create this, they was giving sugar pills. They got water. You know what I'm saying? This is called genocide, man. Wiping out and plan on wiping us out. We're going to heighten these contradictions, y'all. Man. And not in a subjective, reactionary way. Not a lot of times we can't get nothing else we say white folks said. We see it's a problem now. So whatever, you know, say, you know, Mississippi, you know, and some people say, they just say, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We had to say this. They said, now that you mention it, you're like, somebody say, man, yeah, okay, you're right. You also, I got your $10 I owe you. You know what, man? Now that you come that far, man. You know, you owe such such. So, you know, so you've been a con artist. Now that you mentioned about this, now this war discussion, and that people can believe. Now that you mention it, Flint, Michigan, Stateville prison. You know what I'm saying? You got to kick the motherfucking door in. You know what I'm saying? Now that you mention it, now feel comfortable going to our community, the stores in our community. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You donate such and such to what's going on here. Google it. Man, see, in Pakistan, go tell me what's happening in Pakistan right now, the floods. During one of the dynamics about the Black Power Movement of the 60s, was, it was able to seize the Black Panther Party was able to seize the time, heighten the contradiction. You seen Vietnam? Did you hear about the Tet Offensive? Well, the Black Panther Party heightened those contradictions. Yeah. Now can you relate to what's going down here? Now can you relate to the police? Can you relate to they just exposed you what the U.S. Army did in this Vietnamese village and My Lai massacre? Well, now. I know they just came through and killed all these Vietnamese people. That's a massacre. Now I got your attention. You know about the massacre on my road? What? December 4th, 1969? You had to correlate it. Then not only do you correlate, you up the ante. See, mind you. A lot of y'all think this means peace. Mr. Epidu put this out for victory. The white left came out talking about this peace. Mr. Epidu, he took it to such a confident position. He said not only did the white left, a lot of the soldiers who had got upset with the war, they came back. They would say, man, this country bogus. You know what I'm saying? They came back and said, man, Kenyans and their kids ain't over there fighting. We over here doing this and that. Is they throwing their medals back or whatever? They said, They mad, the man of the U.S. Like a lot of these groups you're talking about, they get messed up by these cats, you know what I'm saying, play out the Legacy of the Panther part. They come to, it's subjective. They say, now it's a problem that they got messed over. That's UEP new to them, but they say, man, not only do we stand in solidarity with the Vietnamese people, he went so far as to say the Black Panther Party was in a contingent to assist the Vietnamese people. And you know your terms are so. Go look at the interview that Minister UEP did, one of the interviews he did in the penthouse. He's sitting right here, Chief of Staff David, he's sitting right here. And the news reporter kept on asking him about the Viet Cong. He never responded. The news reporter say, excuse me, Minister UEP say, we did not refer to them as the Viet Cong. He said, no, they did not refer to themselves as that. To the Vietnamese people. See, the term, why do you think, go look at the movie called Black Hawk Down. I'm not throwing a lot of movies out there for y'all. They call the people skinnies. Those in Chicago, you knew like the disrespectful term that they catch it. Not in Chicago, L.A. When cats fighting amongst each other, you use the derogatory terms, it take away the humaneness, the humanity from so you're not doing it to human beings. So Somalis, they say they kill skinnies, not Somalians. You know what I'm saying? So the terms are important. The terms are important. And you did, we got to really stress this thing, you know what I'm saying, this conversation in the correct political context, you know what I'm saying, in the humane way. Again, they mess my survival, y'all. Listen, you know it's different ways to take you out. They can kill you by neglect, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you say, well, if I'm young, well, that's on state's hand. That's on state. Motherfuckers deprive you held captive. You ain't got no water. You in the institution, state institution. That's they murdering you. That's yeah. Come on, champ. You kind of. That's a stretch. You gotta go look at it, lock him motherfuckers up. Tell my man, this police shot this other police, and they locked up a dude that he was chasing. Because he was chasing him, and he said, "Other police, you try to figure out. Wait a minute, I'm confused. How is this guy locked up for that case? Police chasing this dude, man. They get all to accountability. Listen, ain't man. We gonna call it triangle effect. Putting in context, man. That man in the death toll in Mississippi, Stateville, Georgia, all that. Man, base the access to water. You know what I'm saying? That's a murder, this man. So it's murder. It's murder." That's what it is. Let's cover any callers in queue.
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Grandma, y'all. I think the PSA, people service announcement. I'll be doing a photo shoot Saturday. I'll keep y'all in tune with that. Check your text us this Saturday. I'll come on through. There's a car show up there. We're going to do a photo shoot up there in Maywood. Again, Clinch Pitch salute to y'all. I mean, hey, that Chairman Fred Streets party, hey, I still ain't caught my breath back yet. I know Chairman say shit. Yeah, y'all, hey. Up to Annie. And next year is his 75th birthday. Hey, he's talking about it's going down. Hey, free them all, brother. Yes, indeed. Free them all. They miss y'all, man. We talking about water and the politics of water, man. So listen, leave about us some concrete commitments. We're gonna be letting y'all know. Black Panther Party Black Cross campaign. We'll be in the delegation. I'm saying connecting with some forces to get water down there. Mississippi and other places, but I want y'all to go on Dr. Latrice's page, go to Cassandra Greer's page. Go on there and say, listen, I'm going to be calling, you know what I'm saying, my sorority is going to donate this amount of water. My church, I talked to the pastor, we didn't know this was going on. We're going to be getting the water down there. How can we, you know what I'm saying? I can't get access to no water, but how can I spread the word about something that a lot of us just can't believe? You know, so I thought it'd be a term, a stick, like a, yeah, it's everywhere. It's a new word. You're like, man, what that mean? That's some new slick jargon, the code word. He said, man, I thought they were talking about something else. No, they talk water. Like the actual water, H2O. Yeah. Well, man, they should be, you're a captive audience down there. I remember the guards would laugh at us in St. Ville. I remember that. They would see us drinking the water at the faucet, and they would laugh at us. Like, y'all know it's toxic. So we're like, man, what the fuck choice do we got? You dig? What choice do we got? Our choice we're going to choose, y'all, is that a choice to win. Mind you, prisons are limited. One prisoner, one contact. At any given stage in time, every particular prisoner is going to give us an updated statistic on some particular prisoner. You can never simulate or, you know, get the feeling of how it feels with them, man, you know. I have to catch myself when I don't drink water. I have to catch myself like that, you know, lightheaded, how you feel, you know. You drink, you know what I'm saying, even try to drink other stuff, you know, like, try to make do, you know what I'm saying? Like Mos Def say, his brother would say, well, I drink water, it's water my coffee, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no health specialist, but this is not up for debate about the impacts of water, you know what I'm saying? It's certain dynamics that's going to take it up out of you, you know what I'm saying, that can never be replaced, you know? And if nothing else, y'all, we got to struggle to win. So, you know what I'm saying, the future generations, you know what I'm saying? Cause, damn, what did you do? Did you mention it? Did you raise that contradiction? All this budget they got, you know, something that you draw as a foregone conclusion that motherfuckers should have. They ain't got it. It's done by design. Well, we got to have, we can't get it there. Put the call now. We transport it with us. Like I say, man, it's pallets of water that's taken to state deal. Speaking of which, also, y'all, we have a hand sanitizer giveaway at the Hampton House coming up the next couple of days, too, y'all. So, we still have some other giveaway also. Not put in the same context of water again. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we're talking about this. It's insulting. And I'm not talking about, you know, if it's over, this is a country that had this and that. I'm not covering it. I'm clear on this. I mean, I'm clear. I learned American history not through his schools. I learned American history through the same place that Malcolm X learned American history, through his ghettos and through his prisons. So I'm not shocked by the fact of that, but it's embarrassing that we have, you know what I'm saying, that we've been reminded we got loved ones in places that we can literally, you know, we can travel to. I'm talking about state deal, I'm talking about these prisons. I'm talking about Jackson, Mississippi. I'm talking about Flint, Michigan. I'm talking about New Orleans. I'm talking about this. See, man, you might be a little easier to deal with. You say, you know, man, you know, 30 years ago, they ain't had no water. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm over saving all that time. Man, if I was there, you know, like, I was a kid with the Panther Party, you know, shit. You doing chattel slavery. Man, motherfuckers wouldn't have been picking no cotton if I was there. So it's a little more easy to deal with. It's embarrassing. Show you in your face the contrast. Motherfuckers rolling. Motherfuckers pouring out champagne. Throwing away resource champagne. And know that some of your counterparts in reach of business ain't got water. That's a hell of a contradiction. Jackson, Mississippi, Stateville Prison. Just to name a few. Just to name a few of the places. Y'all put this out, man. Put some of the drive, man, about this, you know what I'm saying? And don't let this be just no politically correct thing that we do. And again, check your emotions. I know a lot of y'all already, you know, just like whenever we say it's a crisis, I'm in the back of y'all brain, who got to call a Red Cross? Got to call Uncle Sam to see how can this system, how can they give us some more sugar pills for the syphilis? How can I go to this system and ask the police to stop the crime in our community? I gotta go. How can I go back and donate to some entity that's profiting of what is happening to me. Subconsciously, it's just, colonization does a hell of a thing to the brain. What is you telling them for? So just check your emotions that you'll go through. So you go back and say, man, I'm to the same entity, pulling the string, and it's benefiting off of this. What's this conversation, y'all? No callers in queue?
No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
I know you must tell me I'm sounding sacrilegious or something. No shit. The whole Noah's Ark need to be reviewed. All right, shit. Let me motherfucker go back and check what the fuck Pharaoh of Rome was, you know what I'm saying? Hoop shit. This professor is taking over countries and colonizing communities through the gun, water, fire. They don't miss a beat. Miss a beat. It won't surprise me. Come on, they get a whole landscape of how Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? How Jackson, Mississippi goes look after this. And they got some slick terms, sound so good. You'll go along with like that. Slick shit. That'd be called the cleansing of the city. See that with the indigenous community, the native community, civilizing natives, that's what it was. Yeah, man, that's just okay. I see why they're scalping them and taking their the women's parts, the uteruses, making saddle horns. That's called civilizing the natives. See, they terms are important. The propaganda, you know, you relate to it. So you know, man, yeah, they the prison was overcrowded, so they work on deep, you know, taking the prison population. And because you don't believe this system don't get out no bitch's way, maybe they just transfer. Yeah, they transfer their ass to the graveyard. So go past the slick sound bites in the term and say, and listen to them. They'll tell you sometimes. Say, motherfucker just told me that there ain't no water. Motherfucker got on national news and told me, don't take no baths. Close my eyes when I bath. They told me to stay there. Don't drink them up with water. Call in. 929-477-3785. Call in. Okay, now, Facebook, can y'all hear me? I answered, let me know. Can y'all still hear me? Because Facebook, I lose the volume when I answer. I know on Instagram. Sis, give me a heads up. Who's that? Flint Ward, my man, my brother. Can you hear me? Let me know somebody. Can you hear me? Right on. Appreciate you. Okay, beautiful.
Grandma, brother, hear me?
Okay. Grandma.
Yeah, call in Q, call her. 318,
Fremont. Okay. Fremont.
This is Stephen
Collins. Fremont. Someone tell you broke up. Who is it?
Stephen
Collins
from Monroe, Louisiana.
My brother, right on. Good to hear you. You kind of breaking up, but good to hear you, though, brother. Right on. This is our brother.
You too.
Hold on. We held it down. Make sure I'm still on here. Father David Chairman Fred held it down. Talk to me. You call from Louisiana now?
Yes. And Monroe, West Monroe, be is that?
Call from Monroe, Louisiana. Talk to us, brother. Right on. Good to hear your voice, man. What's happening?
Yeah. Man, I called to talk about the water issue, man. You know, I grew up here and I left when I was 15 years old and moved to Seattle. Came back down here, man, and taking showers and everything, noticed my skin started peeling.
What?
And also, I couldn't drink the water, whatever. What? I grew up here, so from a baby to 15 years old, I was drinking the water here. The water here in like the West Road area is like a brown. It's like it looks like tea, straight up like tea. And it makes me think about like all the people that's around here that dying for cancer and all these other diseases. And I remember my old lady was working at a mental hospital here in Monroe. And they get people all around from other areas of this and that. And he said, man, it must be something in the water because these people from this place called Waterproof and Bastrop and these other places, they always come up here with mental issues. And what you was talking about today, all this warfare, everything, this and that, you know, political, all that, I said it could be them using the water to poison us. Seemed like that's what's going on to me.
Hey, man, I hope y'all hearing this call, y'all. We talking about that, man, historical Monroe, Louisiana, again. We have no, man, we can't even fathom. The impact of, to a mental illness, physical illness, all that, you know, you go back and look, they came back in Chicago, the lead in the paint, even just being okay, yeah. Now, you don't have to digest the paint. You said, why is it that the lead in the paint in Detroit, Chicago, other places, is more lit in the paint? Just being around it, they tell me how your school grades, your mental health is affected by it. This down in Monroe, Louisiana. You taking the water, you know what I'm saying, and people say, well, man, why are you using the water? There this here again.
Yes,
and this is too far-fetched for people to believe. In Haiti, the World Health Organization was doing a test with pigs. They were doing tests with pigs. They got to doing the tests with the pigs. They put the pigs in the most disenfranchised, starving communities. And the people was just eating them. And some guys said, well, Chan, why they eat them? I said, what part of English you don't understand? I said, they put the pigs in the most disenfranchised, for, you know what I'm saying, starving community. He said, yeah, but why they say the pigs? He said, you know what, man? I'm speaking a foreign language, your ass, anyway. I left the conversation. This shit, they put it in the people, the little boys were born with breasts. Help others, you can see the impact of them, man. Listen, ain't no beating around the bush with this shit, man. You can't make this shit up, man. This shit is by design. You know what I'm saying? Just doing the skin peeling, the mental health facility, you go back and check, and you start saying, wait a minute, man. There's too many commonalities, man. That's why I tell you, okay, you drink, you're in Monroe, Louisiana, you got cancer in Stateville. Come out of Stateville, and you say, man, I had never heard of bone sarcosis. I'm saying it wrong right now. I mean, man, we can mess with Ken. Hey, man, what's up with little Jim, man? He on the street, yeah. Oh, man, I hope you're doing all right. Y'all, man, you know, he ain't walking no more, man. He got bone sarcosis. I was okay, man, okay. He got a young kid. I ain't never. So, 35. Yeah, we're having a son, son. Oh, yeah, he got bone sarcosis. I said, oh, hold on, Jack. Hold on, man. Hold on. Now, this, man, they, you know, all these kids come out of Stateville. And all these cats getting this here. So you can say a lot of that shit to motherfuckers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, but, you know what I'm saying? Well, they was gang members. Gang members, or they was all Virgos. So at some point, man, you really come to grips. They did this, man. It's some powerful entities, man. Get down on us, man.
Indeed.
Ain't no one guns, one drugs, one our black asses, man. Man, killing us. They killing us through the water, through lack of water. And be careful what you ask for. This isn't so Machiavellian. They'll say, okay, starve you. Say, okay, this is what you get. And you know what I'm saying? Man, listen, we ate this type of shit they'll give us, man. Everything from this pandemic, you name it, man. And most of all, you paranoid. Man, listen, shh. This is this country, man. We live and direct, y'all. But Steve, man, hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. Keep us, man. Okay, we got to get like a really a real thing about see the time like a real concentrated position about this water dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and like, you know, put it in context. I mean, everything down from the people for, like, when people run for office, water reclamation, that, you know what I'm saying, like a commitment to our communities, that there's, you know, a certain pH level, you know, all this, you know what I'm saying? We got to, like, you know, man, listen. Take this, man, and not that we have to be in these reactionary responses, man. And see, one of the Achilles heels with this system is exposing it. We ain't going far and say, no, motherfucker, they kill us in Mississippi. They kill us in Stateville. And see, the same face, they'll come through and say, oh, hold on, you know, we on top of this. You know what I'm saying? This is murder. This is genocide. This, you know what I'm saying? This is, man, they, this is, man,
Jackson, Mississippi is genocide. Monroe is genocide. Genocide via water. Hashtag, put that shit out there.
Will do.
You know? You know what I'm saying? And we got to tell these motherfuckers, again, I don't know if this is, man, we don't need rappers and everybody. Man, motherfucker, man, poor man, start to, man, make you impress me with some raps about this shit. Now, these motherfuckers is killing us with this shit, man, killing us, man. Genocide. That's what this shit is. It's genocide. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about some motherfucking gas chambers and shit. These motherfuckers got us some goddamn water chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, that's what from gas chambers to water chambers, genocide to genocide. That's a feel. From gas chambers to water chambers, genocide to genocide. Yeah. Yeah. Dressing this shit up, man. State, where is happening at? Stateville, Jackson, Mississippi. And bro, Steve, he's telling you the water like tea. The color of it, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, this should be so blatant, man. I'm in Ford Heights. That shit, oh, my God, Ford Heights. That shit was so motherfucking, man, listen. And, man, for generations, man. I think we could pass this. You pass this shit down or the fuck you passing down. Straight up. And I ain't knocking the ones who pass. I'm knocking them up with the injectors with this shit. Straight up. Man, you for long damn corona, but all this shit political. All this shit political, man. Real talk. Man, but man, look, man. You say you just left Seattle, huh, bro?
No, I'm just saying when I stayed up there, you know, I could tell the difference. I knew something wrong then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up drinking this stuff, drinking it, cooking with it, and everything.
And no,
so when I moved up there and came back down here, I started seeing the effect.
You grow, see, that's another thing, too. See, a lot of times we think things are, look, when I started going out to other places, seeing park districts, I said, damn, that's a park over there? I didn't know. Like, that's what you said you grew up in Monroe, Louisiana, you drinking, you thought it was normal. You came to Seattle. You said, hold on, this is some different shit. This is water.
Yeah. And even when I came back, when I was taking showers, my skin was peeling. Like, man, something ain't right with this.
Yeah, man.
Just for taking the shower.
I'm in Seattle right now. I'm in Seattle right now as we speak. As we speak in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, listen, y'all. And a lot of times we get normalized what's going on with us. We think it's normal to get them to have a number, you know what I'm saying, Sam and Mike stores of fried bullshit in our community. We think it's normal, you know what I'm saying, this motherfucking water, you know, them look like some motherfucking orange tank come out the goddamn faucet. We think it's normal getting them for police, get them a man, I'm saying, pull over 4 or 5 times a day. You dig? Come normalize this shit, man. We're not able to travel out other places. See, hold on, man. This how this shit's supposed to go. You know? And one thing that's bad and good about it, we adapt so well. We still, you know what I'm saying? Our body started getting, you know what I'm saying? When he died at 40 years old, okay, it's normal. Then we got to wait on something to a white person for a big to come back and say, oh, man, that's some bogus shit going on. You know what I'm saying? For us to jump up and say, this been happening to us. That Tuskegee experiment shit. Man, he's giving them up with sugar pills. Give them sugar pills. You dig? We're about to run out of time, y'all. Hey, my brother, keep us posted, man. I love and appreciate you. I think Brother New had called in, but I don't know how much time we got. Bring him if you can. And, y'all, listen, again, hit some pages. Dr. Latrice, hit Cassandra Grill's page. Stay in contact with us with legitimate entities that's getting the water down there. Check your first mind. I know a lot of y'all first mind say, man, how can I find this white man to help me stop what the white man's doing to us? So check yourself, you know what I'm saying? Say, wait a minute. Let me see if it's an institution in our community that is working in favor. So, comrade, get any more calls to Q?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm all call the 5106.
Free them all. What happened, family?
That's me?
That's you, Lou.
Hey, Free them all, power to the people.
Free them all,
Comrade. Hey,
I just had to tap in. We live from L.A., West Coast.
Yes.
I wanna salute that comrade. You know, as you well know, we descendants of Bastrop and Monroe, and I wanna salute that comrade for getting on this radio and telling it like it is. And he might be a victim of what you clearly defined as genocide, and have some mental health issues. That's not an easy thing to admit. And to know that and try to address that and be open with that, that's a beautiful thing. I just want to tip my hat to him. And other people like him are suffering. And like you said, it's from the gas chamber to the water chamber and everything in between. There's nothing new that they try to put anything out there for us to kill ourselves or to kill us by their hand. Even as simple as yesterday, I was eating some figs. And we were talking about the figs cost $7. And McDonald's, you can get a burger for $1. Well, this is just another form of something that can kill our land and end our life at some point. But to not have water is insane. To not have drinking water for yourself is insane. And somebody needs to bring this to the forefront. And I want to salute you, Chairman, because that's exactly what you're doing. And I want to hit you with the rule that you already know. Number 10, we want land, we want bread, we want housing, we want education, we want clothing, we want justice, and we want peace. And we want some motherfucking water. Pardon my French. But I just had to say that out there. I mean, that's what it is. It's not insane to want to clean yourself and have good drinking water.
No doubt. You know, let me say this, Rose, who might not be familiar who we get online here. This is son of Melvin Newton, nephew of Minister UEP Newton. And I'm glad you put in context about that, but Bastrop in Monroe, Louisiana. Because, see, this system, it's like certain areas they hit. Before we came, me and Newt was in West Oakland talking, and we talked before years ago how even the drugs, the government flooded. Well, you look at the Black Panther Party, was that in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland? They flooded certain areas with dope intentionally. You know what I'm saying? And see, you look at a lot of them hot spots, you know, we're talking about even Monroe. Man, what's my brother's name? Norman Richmond. Norman Richmond called us. He gave a roll call a couple weeks ago. Man, listen, who all came from up out of Louisiana? It's some that red clay dirt ain't nothing nice, man. And so they know the potential. They will go salt the earth. They know what some they know some bad ass they come from too. You know what I'm saying? And they will go salt the earth. They'll put, you know what I'm saying, they go flood. They man, ain't gonna tell them what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi. So just don't dismiss it like, oh, it's a coincidence, man. So again, politics is like real estate. Time and location. When they go to Afghanistan, you know, they just hit no. Them are trade routes. The Panama Canal, they are trade routes. They hitting at certain times, certain figures, certain locations. You see certain Stateville, certain prisons. Certain prisons are known for get down. It's a book called Stateville. It's certain Attica. You know what I'm saying? San Quentin. There's certain prisons that are known for the get down. It's just, you can feel it. When I come through Joliet Prison, I walked up and stayed there. Man, that shit felt different. I said, man, there's some ghosts and some go-getters in this motherfucker. It's the state of a different dynamic. So they will come through and salt the earth. Real talk. Man, listen. That's my brother Newt. That's our brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, son of Melvin Newt, the nephew of Minister UEP Newt. We put it in the context, y'all. Y'all keep your heads up. Asma Fish, because another phenomenal episode of Freedom Our Radio. Again, we thank the people, y'all. Listen to this song and close while it's going out. So, Conrad, give us a takeout, man. Hit the pages. Hit the pages. Down the trees, Cassandra Green. Hit the pages. You'll say, touchdown, what is that written? We're going to aid Jackson, Mississippi. We'll water down now. We need water down there. Flint, Michigan stills, right after this day. New Orleans. Keep it consistent. Don't forget what's happening right next door, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, make it good day, man, again. From the gas chambers and water chambers, genocide. Keep your hands and eyes on the fiscal control. What's called? Free Moss. Come on, take us out. Man, I can't breathe. I can't drink, man. These motherfuckers trying to get rid of me. Shout out to the Davis family, yo.
Now you see
real talk.
You've had enough that in Chirac with these motherfuckers putting me in lid and laying down Laquan McDonald, a whole bunch of more motherfuckers face down on the ground. 16 shots, most of which the pigs put in his back. Added to the same entity that they used to get rid of me in New Orleans, August 29, 2005, with something so beautiful as water when it exploded. And after them levees was blown, it left an aftermath, for lack of better terms, a state sanctioned bloodbath. With a bunch of bandit builders and red X's on the door. Dirty water, blood, stench, shit, and piss. And a ton of black bloated bodies floating. Now, fast forward to the fact. These murder motherfuckers took the same sword they used before, like a double-edged sword. Whether it be locking me up, laying me down, or drowning me out. This is shit in which we, I need to hip y'all here too. What these pigs been doing and did all over the world, but right now since I got y'all attention, I'm speaking in particular that of Flint, Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder and a whole bunch of more American gangsters and laced more lead in the water to knock out a whole bunch of motherfucking horses, boars, and buffaloes. You see, I can't drink it. It's embarrassing to be dividing up 12 bottles of water to two households, and it's degrading watching your baby's hair fall out before she's even get 4 years old. And it's demeaning seeing grown men scratching their motherfucking backs attempting to relieve rashes that the lead laced ass water left intact. Now I want you to imagine being forced to drink water more orange than Tang and Gatorade. Even sipping more shit that's more deadlier than going up against the motherfucking U.S. Army Brigade. See 10, 20, 30 years from motherfucking now, in which I doubt if I'll even be around, you'll still be seeing and not believing the after effects from my baby's bodies and brains to an entire community converted to cadavers and real deal episodes of The Walking Dead. I can't drink this shit.